Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for listening to the podcast. It's been awesome seeing the reach it has had and the impact it's made to so many micro gym owners. And if you found this podcast helpful, please keep listening and enjoy the free content. But if you ever need to dedicate some real time to fixing an aspect of your business, I would love the opportunity to learn more about your problem and see if I can help solve it. My objective is to educate, guide, and empower gym owners to become self-sufficient in growing their business without indefinitely relying on business coaches. Yes, business coaches like myself. Because if we can collectively raise our business IQ, then we all benefit as a whole. When I start working with a new client, I'm instantly thinking, how can I get myself fired and get a raving review at the same time? The answer? Solve the gym owner's problem. Engineer the game plan that is going to help them achieve their desired outcome and do it effectively and efficiently. If I do everything right, then we should be able to conclude our time working together and you continue kicking ass and growing your business on your own. Because getting fired because I solved your problem is what I strive for. So if that resonates with you at all, please shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk and tell me more about what you're struggling with. I'll let you know what I think and we can go from there. That's all, guys. Enjoy the podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and this is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. Annual planning. I make some piece of content on this at least every year, I feel like. But I know it's important. I know a lot of you guys, you've never heard anything on this, and even if you've heard it, you've not implemented it. And I'm telling you, it's literally one of the lowest hanging fruit for you to sit down, especially over the holidays, where you should be having a very reduced schedule. I don't care if you're doing one-on-one sessions, if you're running classes. I know on the one-on-one sessions, you're obviously like, well, bro, that's how I make my money. But if you're doing the group class thing, even on the one-on-one, I mean, if you don't have people on recurring EFT for the personal training or semi-private at this point, you know, we need to get on a call. But for the group fitness model especially, you definitely should be having reduced hours, reduced classes throughout the holidays. And I'm not talking about like the day before and the day after. I'm talking well beyond that. Regardless, again, I don't want this to be about holiday hours. But you need to be taking time in Q4, which is October, November, and December, to plan for the next entire year. And I just want to give you, this is how I recommend you break down your annual plan so that you cover all the bases, right? So let's start off with what an annual plan is. It's just, again, it is you sitting down and setting macro, big picture goals across four spectrums of the business. Now, you might choose different spectrums. You might choose different words or areas of the business or functions of the business. These are the ones I recommend. The first, have a business goal. That's broad. But a business goal is going to be a big picture business goal that will likely take you the majority, if not the full year, to accomplish. This could be revenue. This could be profit. This could be save up X amount to buy a building. This could be, you know, pay myself more. Big picture business goal. And it should be something where you think to yourself, yeah, I can achieve that within the year, but I'm going to have to work for it. I don't want it to be a layup, right? Your goals here, these macro goals, and I recommend 1 to 2. And I literally mean that. And I mentioned that earlier. I had a client and he was very adamant that I wasn't advising him well, because he believed, oh, well, I can, no, like I need more goals than that. I can't just have one goal. I was like, man, you're a small business owner. You have one other full-time person, a handful of part-timers. Especially if you pick a big goal, it should be something that seems a little almost audacious. And I do like the SMART goal setting kind of principles. I like, you know, I'm not a big fan of like these big acronyms or whatever, but SMART, again, is specific, measurable, achievable, relative, and time-bound. So it's just a very specific goal. It's something that can be measured. It is achievable. Like it's not, you're not putting you're not setting the bar so high you're going to fail. It's relative, you know, to the time of, you know, the
It's relative to the economy status, to the time, to, you know, where you're at in life. It's a relative goal. And then time bound. It's got, you have deadlines. Now, from every macro goal, you're going to set up micro goals underneath them. We'll talk more about that in a second. But let me continue down the rest of the list. So business, one, maybe two, maybe, but likely one macro level goal for the business. Number two, one macro level goal for your HR, your team. And the reason that the HR is in here, this is the one that most of the gym owners, like I used to have them like pick four areas of the business and come up with, and no one ever thought from a staffing perspective. It was always like memberships and I want to make this much more, like, and they never realized that the success that they're looking for in this industry, which allows them the freedom. Again, owning your own company is meant to create freedom. Freedom is not in money, because if you have to be there to make all the money, that's not freedom. Freedom is in making money, deploying it against HR, meaning employing people, giving them careers that provide them fulfillment and proper compensation that give you freedom then to, well, not have to do all the shit. You're still working. There is no like sitting at the beach, right? Yes, you can take vacations and whatnot, but you're still like, you are still operating the company. You are still generally the head of HR. But if you, the one big macro goal for the HR department, this could be, hiring your first or second full-timer. This could be, okay, I've got a full-timer, but I pay them dick if I were being honest with myself. So I'm going to go ahead and I want this next, you know, year, I want to get their salary or their compensation up to X. This could be, I want to redesign my org chart. I have a very bloated bench. I have way too many people coaching here, right? I have nine different part-time coaches, and we literally run 30 classes a week, which is pretty fucking obscene. It'd be better for me because I listen to Stu, or I'm enrolled in Micro Gym University, or I'm just an intelligent motherfucker, and I realize that a shorter bench with people making legit compensation is the way to go. So I want to lean out and redesign my org chart and my HR department. These all could be macro level goals for HR. Number three, client experience, CX. Client experience is one that in the fitness industry, we generally associate it with things like, I need to buy new equipment or more equipment. And I would argue that rarely in the functional fitness realm do you need more equipment. That's why I like the models that have an equipment package. Like they, even if you're not a franchise, like if there's independent owners that are like, yeah, if I were to replicate this, like they have one location, but they know, like if I were to replicate this, I know exactly the equipment I'd have to buy. It's a tight package and I'm not constantly adding to it every couple years because I see a new, cool, shiny thing. Right? Consistency and simplicity is what makes you a lot of money. Constantly like doing something different is how you lose money and never get incredible at anything. I know it keeps you entertained as an owner, but you're not a fucking cat with a laser pointer. Like you're not this, you didn't start a business to entertain yourself. You started a business to make money and to have freedom, change lives, all those things. Trust me, keep it simple, keep it consistent. So, okay, if equipment, Stu, isn't going to improve my client experience, then what is it? It's literally doing what's unexpected. And I beat the fuck out of this. I know on this podcast and on my content, I talk about this all the time. I talk about the book, Talk Triggers, by Jay Baer. I talk about Unreasonable Hospitality, the story of 11 Madison Park. I talk about exceeding the expectation of a customer, where coaching, community, and programming is what's expected, and you have to go above and beyond that if you want to have incredible word-of-mouth referrals. So from a client experience standpoint, this is where I can't give you as much of a blanket boilerplate, here's a freebie, because it's based on you and your business and what is it you're trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish? Who is the avatar? What is their problem? How do we go above and beyond solving that problem? But that would be one macro level, and I'll give an example. If you were a group fitness facility, and let's say you were sitting at 220 members, we know though that your current location and operation could top off at 350. We've done the math. If you don't know how to do that math, enroll in Micro Gym University. We've done the math. 350 is our estimated cap. All right. Well, Stu, our lead acquisition funnel is pretty good. Our retention's at 95%. We could bump it up a percent or two. However, we're really not doing anything overly special. We're not really going above and beyond. So that's what I want to focus on today. I'm assuming just role playing as if we got on a call. And then let's just assume that you went ahead and you actually, one of your larger avatars makes up 39% of your membership are firemen and police, right? Maybe you're a metropolitan gym, or I don't know, you could be out of the burbs or the suburb or the urban area or rural areas, but you have really attracted a good chunk of service personnel, combat athletes, as I've called, or chaos athletes, fire and police. Let's limit it to that. And maybe we get on a call and we're talking about, okay, well, how can we go above and beyond for, especially with this demographic, right? We're going to have to probably think about something to do for the other, 51% of the gym, or whatever that would be, 61% of the gym. But how about for this sector? What could we do? And again, maybe we come up with like a hero wall, a really well done, we get a professional photographer to come in. We take photos of all of our, once they've been a member for 6 months or whatever it is, or once they've hit a year membership, we have a really nice photo, made of them, framed, their name underneath, title, whatever the fuck it is, and we dedicate a workout to them, and it's a big celebratory thing. Maybe we come up, a collaborative effort with the fire department on an annual fundraiser to support a fund that they're really passionate about. Maybe we go, whatever it may be. I'm just throwing out some ideas here. But we come up with that idea, and that would be our macro goal for the year. Okay, something to exceed the client experience. Okay, exceed their expectations of it. The last one, there's only four of these, okay, so let's recap it. Business, HR, client experience, and then number four. Number four is personal. I am really adamant on this. I've gotten pushback on this before from clients. Burnout is real. Burnout is the result, as I define it, of a constant level of effort that doesn't produce the desired result. Even if the effort is something you enjoy doing, I enjoy coaching classes. I love rolling up the bay doors in the morning. I love working with the clients. If the effort that is consistently being put out does not produce the desired result, and the desired result's not for the client. I guarantee your clients are getting results. I guarantee they're probably happy. 99.9% of the time, it's I'm not making the money I wanted. I don't have the freedom I wanted in the business. But they're still every day putting out this level. Think of like an RPM gauge. Every day they're redlining, right? They're redlining their effort, but the result isn't happening. They have not learned how to tap into revenue generating activities. That's burnout, in my opinion. And it could be in a relationship. If you've ever been in a relationship with somebody, personal or business, whatever, and you're constantly putting effort into the relationship, but the end result isn't there, right? They don't treat you the way you want to be treated. You don't, whatever that is, right? Like there's the end goal or what you're working for, your desired result does not show up no matter how much effort you put into it. That creates burnout across anything, okay? The only other time we see burnout is when consistent effort is put out. The result is achieved, but that result is no longer what you desire. You have completely done a 180 and you desire a different result, but you don't know how to make that result happen, or the vehicle in which you are placing the effort in actually can't produce that result. I've had this happen where work with a gym owner for 90 days and I end up having to be like, hey, we know each other like 90 days in, like I'm working together daily, but I'll be honest with you. Can I just say something? And I could be wrong. I don't think this is what you want. Based on everything I know and everything we've talked about and the things I've heard and everything like that, like, do you actually want this? And there's been a few occasions where they're like, dude, I'll be honest, I've been so afraid to say it out loud. I lost my passion for coaching probably over 2 years ago. But I'm so deep into this and I don't know how to get out. But I am so burnt out because it's not what I want anymore. I actually want to do X, Y, Z. So those are the two ways you burn out. So one of the things that's important to me when I'm working with the gym owner is for them to establish a personal goal. That personal goal needs to have nothing, I mean zero, tie with the business. If you're a gym owner and you have a fitness goal, I'm fine, I'm okay with it. I generally advise you to do something different, to get outside the box. You know, I'll generally have a conversation with owner like, what's something you've always wanted to achieve personally? Like when you're, you know, in the car alone by yourself, you ever think like, man, if only I could push a button and I could have this skill or I could do this. I would like, you know, I've had people tell me like, I really wanted to be an actor. I've had people tell me I really wanted to like, I had started a band when I was in high school and, you know, it obviously just never worked out. And that's such a pipe dream. I really got into fitness, but God, I'd love to fucking play music live more. People talk like, I want to learn a new language. I'd like to live in another country for a period of time. Like these things that they're afraid to say out loud to other people because it's so far off. They're afraid of the judgment. But we get to a level of, you know, we work together constantly and I'm honored they feel comfortable enough to talk to me about this. And we talk like, dude, we have to do this. And here's why. I'm not saying like you have to move to another country. I'm not saying you're gonna become a stand-up comedian or you're gonna start a band and quit the gym. But I'm telling you, you possess a unique opportunity in a revenue generating activity scenario in the fitness industry, right? That's why you really enjoy it, but you also possess the ability to make money appear. That's not necessarily the case with this other thing. However, you will be able to scratch that itch if we can set up a macro level goal for you to do that thing more often, to schedule you 3 guitar lessons per month, to go ahead and book a trip, to Spain in the spring and get you a Rosetta Stone or some online core, whatever the fuck it is, right? Whatever that macro goal is. And I promise you, even if the business has a rough year, let's say we don't hit your business goal, you will avoid burnout because you achieve fulfillment in a non-business related sector of your life. And I'm telling you, that is one of the most magical fucking things ever. I had a gym owner, like 485 was his annual like peak, right? I think a little bit under 500,000 annually. And we had set a business goal that probably would have put him at like 515, 520 for the next year. And when we did his annual plan. So, you know, he's doing a nice modest increase, our big thing was that we wanted to do it without any increase in OPEX. So we're keeping our financial model exactly the same from an operating expense and payroll perspective. So the year's going on, and I know by month 6, it's probably not going to happen due to a couple different things. But we're probably going to still repeat, maybe go slightly above. We might do 495 this year, but we're not going to go over 5. I could already tell. However, the owner, when we had that conversation that kind of come to Jesus, he knew too. He was like, I know. I'm like, you don't seem that bummed about it. He goes, I'm not. I am fucking loving it. And this, for this individual, he had signed up for, there's like a swim across the channel or swim across, it was something in New York where like you swim across this thing. And it was something he had done like 10 years ago. and he almost won it. Anyway, so he's back to swimming and training for the swimming thing. And it was fitness related, and I wasn't crazy about it at first, but I was wrong. It brought him so much fucking joy. Back in the pool with a bunch of his old buddies that were on his swim team. They went to college together, and they're training for this thing. You know, and it was like he had this, you know, it was outside of his gym, and it brought him so much joy. And like that level of fulfillment in other areas of your life can make up for some business level stuff. Now, granted, if he was broke and like, you know, losing money every month, I don't think that that fulfillment would have happened. And honestly, if he's completely broke, we would have probably, and for that goal, I would have advised him to establish a different one that required less of a time commitment. He had the freedom of the time because he had built he had a good HR department, all that. He was able to, you know, spend less time in the business. But with these personal goals, base it based on where you're at. For those of you right now that, let's say you're at a loss monthly, like every month you're losing money, right? Or you're barely cracking out any profit. Then maybe that personal goal is something that is not as large of a time commitment. Let's use the guitar. You want to start learning how to play guitar? You can go ahead and in 3 hours a week, 6 30-minute sessions, you can easily, within 1 year, become a pretty fucking decent guitar player. Like, pretty good. For like, compared to zero. From zero to where you would go in a year with 6 30-minute sessions per week. Sign up for the the online Fender classes or whatever, master classes online. There's plenty of good shit. You'd be so surprised how many different little songs you could play or whatever it is you're trying to achieve with the guitar. But that would be a good one if, because that's something that literally is a one-time investment of a guitar and maybe some online classes, YouTube, whatever is free, blah, blah, blah. But you could do it from home, right? I wouldn't advise the gym owner who is broke to be like, man, I really, really want to go, you know, hike the Alps. Yeah, that costs money and a lot of time, and we're not there yet. So yes, the personal goal has to match the reality of what the situation. But this is annual planning as far as from my perspective. This is how I do it. Now, from those macro goals, and I've got an entire course on this inside of MGU, by the way, for any of you guys not enrolled. You go ahead and create micro goals from there. And I'm not going to take that step by step because there's a gazillion variables. That's where, you know, the macro goals, I generally have the clients create. I help kind of get them back to the center if they're too far right or left. But then the micro goals are, okay, what strategically needs to happen and when? Again, smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relative, and time-based or time-bound. How do we smart micro goal this thing with deadlines and objectives and KPIs so that we can actually achieve it by the end of the year, right? The last thing I'll talk about is I get asked this question, what happens if I achieve the goal early? Do I add a new one? No. If you achieve a goal early, it's like playing a sport and you scored first. Are you done? No. Just because you achieve something, now would you have to maintain the lead? Right? You scored early? Okay, cool. Now we have to maintain the lead. We can't let our guard down. The thing that hurts me the most, man, is when I see a gym owner who scores early. Let's put it that way, right? Really successful first couple years in business, first three or so, and they're on easy street. And then they get foolish because they think this is how it's going to be forever. They don't realize that it's kind of like beginner gains in the gym. You know, when you get that client that hasn't done, you know, fuck all in the fit, you know, from a fitness perspective, and they lose a bunch of weight quickly or they put on a bunch of muscle quickly, and you're like, man, I'm the best trainer ever. No, you're not, fuckface. I'm sure you are, but like those results aren't an indication of you being a great trainer. That's pebbles off a mountain, right? Those are beginner gains. We're all familiar with beginner gains if you're in the industry. So with that being said, if you hit a goal early, don't add another one. Now it's, okay, now how do I lock this in? What are the red flags I need to look for to defend this goal. Like, if I see this happen, I need to think, oh shit, man, we hit our $32,000 per month goal. Okay, let's look back at it. What did I average in retention to get here? What was I averaging in leads, prospects, and closes? Like, what is my my OPEX financial model? Meaning, what percentage of my revenue has been going to operating expenses? Okay, I need to keep that number tight. I can't let that number grow. What is my average leads, prospects, you know, close, you know, my sales funnel, my client acquisition system? Okay, what is the avatar there? Okay, I need to keep that. And then you're just, you know, again, you're securing it. You're making sure it's consistent. You don't go and get fancy, like, okay, I hit 32. Now let's go ahead and add an open gym. Shut the fuck up. No. If that had been your macro level goal from day one and we high-fived it and it was like, yeah, that's a great idea, then cool. But that wasn't it. You're just coming up with something because you have entrepreneurial ADD. You're like, oh, what's next? What's next is to do this better and better and better and better and then secure the fucking win. Defense, motherfucker. Defense. All right, guys. Annual planning. Listen, if you are a business and you're like, fuck, I mean, I'm saying all this and you're like, fuck, I never do this. And I get halfway through the year, I'm like, fuck, why don't I plan shit out? Why don't I plan out my marketing calendar? Why don't, you know, I just feel like I'm just in the business treading water. I don't really know what direction I'm going in. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk and tell me, Stu, I'd like to discuss getting on a call to hammer out an annual plan. I'll probably tell you, hell yeah. Make sure you're enrolled in MGU and watch the annual planning course first so we're speaking the same language. But yeah, we can 100% get on some calls and hammer that out for your business. And again, annual plans, I'll be honest, I'd say 20% of them don't get completed by the end of the year. A lot of them, you know, into January, early February, till we finally fill, like, have them completely flushed out. But if that's something you're interested in doing, guys, shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk, and I'd love to hear what you got going on and, you know, make that become a reality. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.